In the gospel reading today, as we hear about the call of St. Matthew, and then as he picks everything up and follows our blessed Lord, first thing he does is to have a banquet at which he invites all the other tax collectors, a bunch of people who would not have been very acceptable in society. And when the Pharisees saw this, thinking themselves a rather self-righteous way, ask the question, why does your master eat with sinners, publicans? Somehow or another, apparently, they weren't sinners. They were Pharisees. They were above sin. And he would be with these people. Well, thanks be to God, he is, because he still is. But he just doesn't eat with sinners. Now he becomes the food of sinners. As you and I come forward to the banquet that he himself has prepared. Not an apostle preparing a banquet and inviting Jesus, but the Lord himself has given us this banquet of himself and each and every one of us. Sinners though we are invited to the banquet. And if it weren't because he was willing to be with sinners, he wouldn't be with us in Holy Communion. And more than that, we wouldn't ever have an opportunity to be with him in heaven. So thanks be to God, as he said, he came not to call the righteous, but sinners. He came also, of course, to save those Pharisees. But in order to be saved by the Lord, we first have to acknowledge our sinfulness. And I don't suspect the Pharisees would have suggested that they've never sinned, but rather what they would do is to just ignore that part. Or they would acknowledge in a generic way, well, of course, I'm a sinner. Like, okay, what sins have you committed? That actually happens once in a while in the confessional. People will literally come in and say, well, I'm a sinner. It's like, I knew that. You wouldn't be here. What are your sins? Well, I'm a sinner. Yeah, I knew that already. What are your sins? Well, I'm a sinner. There's nothing we can forgive about that. We actually have to know what the sins are to be able to forgive them. And so sometimes we don't even want to look at our sins or acknowledge our sins. And I'm not suggesting getting caught in the sins, because we need to be very careful that with the things of the past, we don't define ourselves that way. If at one time you were living a pretty unfortunate life and you've gotten things straightened out now, don't define yourself by the past. At the same time, we can't deny it. So we don't want to be running around thinking, oh, poor me, there's no hope and all this nonsense. But at the same time, we have to be able to recognize, just as we say before Holy Communion, I am not worthy. And we're not. It is he and he alone who makes us worthy. And so he is willing. Amazingly, when you look at what he did in the gospel reading today, he called St. Matthew while he was sitting at the table in the tax collector's office. It's not like, well, this guy used to be a tax collector and he had a conversion and now we can call him. He called him while he was still doing that work. And it was only after that that he had his conversion. But when you look at the 12 apostles, you look at the eclectic group that our Lord put together. Yeah, you've got some really good Jewish people that are there. Then you've got a tax collector, and you've got Simon who was the zealot. You've got all these different people that he put together and said, now get along. And we're all about the same thing. Well, we look at the church today and we see that that's exactly what we've got. Quite a crew, aren't we? People from all over the map. And yet all with the same faith and all with the same intent. We don't all have the same background, But we can all at least acknowledge that we're sinners and that we are in need of the Lord. Because if we don't need him, then we have no part of him. We can't be saved from our sins by his blood. We cannot make it to heaven because there's no one who can get to heaven apart from him. We absolutely have to recognize our dependence on him. And in saying that, then, we also have to recognize that what happens when we're dependent on ourselves? We sin. When I do it my way, I wind up in the confessional. I don't mean to hear everybody else's sin, I mean to be able to confess my own. If I will do it his way, if I will be dependent on him, then I'll be fine. When I try and do it my way, it's not okay. That's what we all have to look at. So thankfully, all of us, like St. Matthew, maybe we weren't sitting in a tax collector's office, but whatever we were doing, at one point, I suspect every last one of us, because the babies have left now, so the rest of us can all look at it and say, yeah, I was headlong into sin at some point in my life. And God came to us in the sinfulness. He didn't simply wait until we were converted and then say, oh, well, good, now you got your act together, come on in. No, he came right into the mess that was our life, and he pulled us out of it. He gave us the grace to be able to wake up and to be able to say yes to him and to reject our sinfulness. So we look at St. Matthew, and remarkable as it is, and indeed it is, we have to realize that's exactly what he's done for us too. And so then what's our response? St. Matthew, once he was called, got his life turned around, and he called out to other sinners to try to bring them to the same fullness of truth that he himself had found, to bring them to the same fount of mercy that he himself had found, to bring them to the same salvation that he had found. Can we do the same? After all, there were people that we used to hang around with that weren't so good. Maybe they need a conversion too. Well, no, maybe. They need a conversion too. And so we need to pray for them. I wouldn't suggest putting yourself back into those situations. Otherwise, you know, let's say, for instance, you were bar hopping and so on. Don't go back to the bars looking for the people you used to hang around with. That's not going to be a good thing. But pray for them. They come to mind, pray for them, so the grace can be there for them just as it was for us. And we can get out of that life, and they can get out of that life, and they can come to the Lord. They need him just as much as we do. And we can't stand in condemnation of them because we were there ourselves. That's what Matthew recognized, and that's why he invited all those people to the banquet, because they were just like him. So too for us. We cannot look at ourselves as being better than someone else. In fact, Scripture tells us to do exactly the opposite. Look at everyone else as being better than us. Because the only thing that we can take credit for are our sins. And they're pretty pathetic. So get the focus off the self. Put the focus on the Lord. And try to be like St. Matthew. Follow the Lord. He has called you just as he did St. Matthew. He came into your sinfulness just as he did with St. Matthew. And he has called you to himself. St. Matthew, we are told, dropped everything and followed the Lord. That's the example then for all of us. Because St. Matthew called a bunch of sinners together to come to the Lord. And he continues to do so as he speaks through his gospel. And look at who he's brought together. a bunch of sinners, us. Praise God for his mercy. And let's pray so that a bunch more sinners can come to the same banquet and they can receive the same salvation as we have.